Rick, let's begin with confirmation of Janet Yellen as the next Fed chairman.
Right. Ben Bernanke has been in there for 2 4-year terms as Fed chairman. And so Janet Yellen is now poised to come in as the next chair of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. And the Board of Governors, so that's 7 governors, Yellen's the chair, along with 5 of the 12 regional Fed bank presidents. There are 12 Fed districts around the country. There's 5 of those presidents that vote at any given time. The New York Fed president always votes, but of course, all the Fed presidents attend the Open Market Committee meetings that are every 6 weeks in Washington. And so Yellen will chair that Augusta gathering that sets monetary policy for the U.S. There weren't many surprises in her nomination. She passed 14-8 through the Senate Banking Committee. And even though the financial crisis, which really began in August of 2007, hit full stride in September of 2008. So it's well behind us now. The Fed's still got big challenges because the economy continues to be slow. And so Yellen's going to have a full plate. And it's expected that her floor vote in the Senate, now that she's been referred out of the banking committee, it's expected that her floor vote in the Senate will go well.
Let's follow that up with a conversation about the latest consumer price report.
Prices. The Fed has a dual mandate in the United States. The Fed's responsible for both unemployment and inflation. And so that's a tough trade-off. Unlike the European Central Bank, which only has price stability or keeping a low and stable inflation rate, they target 2% in Europe, keeping that low inflation rate is the ECB, the European Central Bank's only responsibility, but the Fed has to also look at unemployment. And it's tough to do them together because really the Fed has one major tool in its arsenal, which is changes in the amount of money circulating in the U.S. banking system and available to be loaned out to customers who would like to get construction, development loans, industrial loans, commercial loans. And so the Fed controls that via changes in the amount of money in circulation, which alters the cost of using money, which of course is the interest rate. And so how you do that and at the same time work on the unemployment rate, which is a tougher nut to crack, and we see that particularly in today's economy, that's a challenge for the Fed, but they try and do both of them. Of course, they've announced that they're going to pursue higher inflation because inflation now, we got the consumer report, the consumer price index, as you mentioned, that's up 0.1% in October. What the Fed is really shooting for is an annual inflation rate of about 2%. They're very worried about deflation now of the price level change year to year slipping into negative territory, mainly because that just crushes borrowing and investment if there are negative interest rates. The Fed can't push interest rates below 0% because, of course, people could always hold cash instead of putting money in the bank, and so they can't pay you negative interest rates. So anyway, Yellen has got a full plate over the next 4 years.
Let's move on now to jobless claims. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits down again this week. Is that surprising heading into the holiday season?
Well, of course, it's not surprising. But when they release the jobless claims numbers, they are seasonally adjusted. And so we always hire more people. The fourth quarter in the U.S. is the strongest time for the retail, well, due to the retail season, which, of course, is short this year. With Thanksgiving coming on the 28th of November, that means there's 2 fewer days. When Thanksgiving falls this late on the 28th, that's always the shortest retail shopping season ever. And of course, retailers led by Walmart have accommodated that short selling season by really kicking off the Christmas season as early as November 1st. And what we see is that retailers they're looking at increases maybe 3-5% retail sales this season.
And quickly, Rick, there's an early start on Black Friday.
There is. We see that across the nation. People are now opening for retail sales as early as Thanksgiving evening. And of course, That's a change, but retailers depend critically. Of course, Black Friday, the day that retailers go into the black for the year traditionally. And so retail sales this year expected to be somewhat tepid, but certainly not in recessionary territory.
Well, we'll hold it there for now. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.